You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, December 13, 2016, week 183 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stasko.
Let's get into the leftovers. We saw the mystical Extramather yesterday.
We did.
Came out of his cave.
Yeah, he exists.
Yeah. Apparently he's been working out in that cave.
That's where he's at all the time.
Yeah, that actually makes sense because I do see him at the gym a lot, on Snapchat.
Yeah, I guess. Like, you go to the gym a lot?
Yeah, it's just not working. It's working for one of us. It's not working for the other.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, you don't see, really fat people anymore.
I mean, go down to the South, I think.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. Yeah. I think the reason the South is so backwards is because we destroyed their economy in the Civil War, and they just never recouped.
I don't think that's true. There's some hot spots in the... There's some...
Yeah, but
Texas.
They're not as... Okay, yeah, Texas, because they found oil.
They're doing great. Yeah, just find oil. Mississippi. I think they'll do all right.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Oklahoma, just find oil.
Yeah, come on. It's not that hard.
You'll become a metropolitan.
Exactly.
I'm saying, the reason New York exists where it is in...
Well, they were
Chicago.
Already, on top before, weren't they?
Chicago.
Weren't they already on top before?
Chicago.
I feel like it's just because it's an industrialized big city.
Boston.
It just doesn't.
I think the North has a lot more big cities than the South.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to the Civil War.
Could. It could.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not like they had those big cities before the Civil War started.
This is going to sound like I'm not supporting a giant minimum wage increase.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is, right? It's like they increased the minimum wage in the South by making free labor into having to pay people at all.
Wait, what?
The destruction of slavery was pretty much enacting a minimum wage increase.
Basically, from nothing.
From nothing to nothing something.
To something. But sometimes it was even worse because they didn't have to do room or board anymore.
Yeah.
So, technically.
So they shouldn't be complaining at all. They're like, yeah, you can't live here anymore.
Yeah, so I'm sure some got screwed. But
some slaves or some plantation owners?
I mean, you gotta imagine, I guess it's bad to talk about when we're talking about slavery.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there's gotta be, I know they don't portray this, and they shouldn't, but, I'm sure there were, good master, I'm just saying.
A good slave owner.
I'm just saying, out of the odds.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
They should make that movie.
I mean, I don't really
want really
them.
Reluctant slave owner.
They're still obviously
man,
bigoted, and I, have hate because...
Is it weird if I Google it?
I mean, it's kind of weird. But you know that's got to be out there, right? Somewhere. But I don't know, I'm just imagining the movie and they're coming in and slavery ends and he's like, you can't live here anymore. And they're just like, but I want to. And he's like, no, I'm sorry. But then you would still need the job. So it turned out they would work for him.
Yeah.
Because that's what ended up happening a lot of the times anyway. They would work for the same slave owners, they just pay them. I think that's
yeah, happened. But then a lot of them didn't get paid at all because it was borderline slavery because they're like, well, you are staying in the same place, I have to pay for that.
Yeah, that's what they would do. They would have you pay for your rent, at staying at the same place you were at anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
But you could leave. Try to, I guess, not that easy. A lot of problems
in 12 Years a Slave. Solomon Northup almost lovingly acknowledges one very important character, his first master. He just didn't know of the inherent wrong at the bottom of the system of slavery.
Yes, I guess. No, it's still, yeah.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. So this brings up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be clear here. While there are undoubtedly slaveholders who were less brutal than some of their contemporaries, The fact remains that the system of slavery was maintained at all times by either coercion or the threat of coercion. It was an institution predicated on violence.
Fox.
So, yeah, like, a good slave owner is... He's still, at the end of the day, is like, you run away from me, I'm going to murder
he's
you.
He's a slave owner, yeah.
Yeah, he's... Well, no, like, it's... And then the slavery thing is based on... That's like saying, hey, like, is there a good bully who has a good...
Yes.
Like, yeah, one of them is less mean than the other one.
Yes.
I didn't think about that whole system. Like, I was just like, well, the slave knows that they're bought, like, that they're owned.
Yeah. The thing is...
And, like,
it's
they're
still,
accepting
they're
of
still
that, but I forgot that, like, people inherently, like, just want to run away. Like,
yeah,
they don't want to be that's forced
true,
to be somewhere.
Yeah, because if it's a child, there's no way you're going to be able to control them if you're not, like...
If you're not threatening them with violence.
I don't think people would just grow up and be like, yeah, oh, this is the way it is, and that's what I'm doing. That
yeah.
sounds... Yeah.
Totally forgot about that part.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So that answers our question. Let's get into the leftovers. How did we get to that subject?
Good question. I don't know where that came out of.
Yeah, well, let's get past it.
Yes.
Let's talk about the movies that are the leftovers. Warner Brothers had some days shift around. So King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword, Chips, Everything, which is a movie that I've never heard of,
whoa,
and Annabelle 2 are the four movies that we're going to talk about. King Arthur now opens May 12th from May 24th, which is a very dodgy... March 24th. That's a very dodgy date, May 12th, because Guardians opens a week before that date on May 5th.
Ooh, what a weird...
And Alien Covenant opens up a week after May 12th, which is now May 19th. And then Chips is going to take that date, March 24th, and they moved up from August. So we talked about that last week, I think. Movies doing that.
Yeah, they're moving a lot to summer.
Yeah, but they're moving it from the summer up to March.
Yeah.
This is now it has an earlier release date.
Yeah.
Annabelle 2, which was going to open in August, is now opening October.
Makes more sense. More horror movies.
Yeah. And now everything is opening May 19th. So, yeah.
A lot's going around Guardians. A lot of... it's not going to be good for you, Alien Covenant and King Arthur. Not going to...
No. I thought you were going to say King... I thought you meant, like, King... Before you said King Arthur. King Arthur, I thought you were like, yeah, King Arthur's release is going to totally blow out Alien Covenant. And I was like, that's a very interesting opinion to take, Mike. I should really reconsider this whole podcast thing.
I know how the movies work, man. King Arthur is the movie everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah.
Alien Covenant, we're like, hey, it's just Prometheus 2. We don't care.
Yeah.
Right? So I assume the mindset of every American. Or every
it's hard.
Every person of the world, because it's all about.
We don't have polls anymore. Don't have polls on this.
Why are there no polls about movies? Well, there are. I'm sure. there are. Of course, there are. How do these studios make all these decisions?
Yeah, we just aren't tapped into that data.
Yeah, it's not on. Like, I can look up political polls.
Yeah, but it's
and
weird
then they're not even right anyway.
Tough, because right. I was trying to do like an impromptu one yesterday, like asking people if they know like what's currently going on with Conor McGregor, and then like. Then I asked, do you know who Conor McGregor is? Everyone knows who Conor McGregor
is. Like, is there any news with him?
Because I was talking about, like, him being stripped of the second belt.
Yeah.
Because people keep saying, like, oh, it's great for Conor because he keeps on being in the news without fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how deep in the news is he getting? Like, to
not
the point
deep.
Where Donald Trump is stoked about it because he's like, at least they're not thinking about me.
No, he's literally, that wasn't that big a blip.
On CNN.
Even on, like, the sports news, it wasn't.
That's crazy to me.
Huge blip, yeah.
Sports.
Maybe
his boxing.
I'm sure
license.
The UFC.
Oh,
UFC news
was crazy about it.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the mainstream sports,
like sports,
like ESPN or something.
What do they know?
They don't know.
I heard their numbers are dropped.
Yeah, they're
which was actually
destroyed.
No. What?
The one thing
ESPN?
Of Disney. Yeah.
Well, it's because people just aren't subscribing to cable anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not.
That's
like,
the trend, of course.
And like, ESPN just doesn't offer a digital alternative. If they did, I'm sure it'd be great.
Well, they got like watch ESPN still. I'm sure
but that requires a cable subscription. They don't have standalone.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. My digital subscriptions, man, I know my shit.
Yeah, I assumed. I forget that I have cable. So
you
I
have
can,
cable,
I
which is why you
it.
Have access to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
like CBS has like My CBS, I think, which is a separate one where you have to pay for.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me too, because they don't.
That is weird.
They don't like supplement it with the cable. Like usually they're like, oh, you can either pay for it or if you have cable, it's fine.
Yeah.
Or CBS is just like, nah, dog.
Yeah, they're like, it's just its own thing.
It's its own thing. But they have weird agreements with cable companies.
Yeah, and their whole thing now
because
is
CBS, you can't sometimes you can't watch
once,
it on demand.
Once they get Star Trek on there and stuff, that'll be the real test. Yeah. Of, I'm sure they have. I don't know if they have originals on it now.
What?
Like just CBS?
My CBS thing. Internet shows? No.
Yeah. So Star Trek, I think I guess will be the first one.
You get to watch it without commercials?
I don't know, but
which is a big
it's
deal.
Not on regular TV.
Oh, no, I'm saying like that's a perk of their.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like you'd push that if that was the case. No. No one really does that well except Netflix. Everyone else has some kind of ad themes.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of Alien Covenant, though, James Franco has been added to the cast. That's weird.
Late addition,
and like someone who I don't think of doing dramas.
The only reason I think is because Danny McBride's in the movie.
Yeah, that's what someone was saying. Like, finally, they're reunited.
Yeah.
But so, I'm like, well, then why isn't Seth Rogen?
Maybe he is. I mean, it's just so undercover secret.
What if he's an alien?
I'm the alien.
But yeah.
What, like, I wonder what, because I think it's supposed to be a small role, because he's obviously added so late. I wonder what he's doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, he did, but also, he did that 127
hours.
Yeah. He did that Hulu show, 11/22/63.
You mean that wasn't a stoner comedy?
No, it was actually a drama.
I thought he was so high, he just forgot what time it was in Dayton. He just kept saying.
It could have been. It's a
whenever
whole
he had to, his whole show is about when you have to fill out those forms at like the DMV or for the bank.
Yeah.
And it says date, and he kept putting the wrong date. And that's like the last thing you do. So like he kept having to refill out this form at the bank, and it was a horror movie, really.
Yeah, he's like, why? I don't know what year.
Have you ever
done
that where you have to write down the date and then you have to like ask? You're like, what's the date today?
I just look at my phone.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Why not?
I just ask it out loud.
Okay. I don't like to look like dumb.
Look like dumb.
I don't like to look dumb where I'm like, I don't know what day it is.
I think a lot of people don't know what day it is, though.
I know.
Like when you have
but
to
I like
make
to
sure.
Make it seem like I do know what day it is.
That's crazy.
So I always know what day it is.
Then I just assume you're just always looking it up. Because to me, the possibility of someone knowing what day it is just not non-existent.
No, I know.
There's no one out there in the world who readily knows what day it is every day.
I always know what day it is.
Because you're checking your phone constantly.
Nope.
For what day it is.
Nope, no one knows that. You can't prove that. There's no proof.
That's a crazy. That'd be crazy. Could you imagine someone out there who's just like, yep, today is, the like they wake up and they're like, today's the 5th.
I'm sure people know that.
That's crazy.
Why is that
crazy?
Because
I wake up and I'm like, today's Tuesday, and then 3 hours go by, I'm like, wait, nope, it's Monday.
Wow. I think that's
like Thursday morning.
I
woke
know
up,
what day it is of the week.
Thursday morning. I woke up and I was like, cool, it's Saturday. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Wow.
Wake up and I'm like, nope, it's Friday. Got to go to work.
Wow.
And then I'm like, oh shit, it's Thursday. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a you thing.
Yeah. Because I just go out now so much, I don't remember what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I did on Wednesday.
I think I'm like on a schedule. I can tell what day because I'm going. I think they're asleep at a certain time or.
Was
I'm
Wednesday
still
the
awake.
When we went to go get tea?
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, man. That probably.
Because I'm like.
Threw everything out of whack.
Yeah, we went to go get tea. And then.
I was like, that's weird. Yeah, I know. It did feel like Saturday when we went to get tea for some reason.
Yeah. Because we saw everyone out.
Mm hmm.
So, yeah. I think that's why. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I woke up today. And someone texted me. And then I was like, what day? And I was like so confused because I was like, wait, is today Saturday? And they want to like, yeah, it was weird. Okay.
Ocean's 8 news. We have a villain of the film, or I guess Vic. He's like the guy they're robbing, I guess.
The Mark.
I mean, he's the Mark. Damian Lewis.
The victim, if you want.
Yeah.
Depending on your...
your perspective of the film, he could be the good guy, and you're like, why are these people robbing him? That's kind of a jerk move.
Yeah, or he's a bad guy, and they're robbing him, or he's just, like, a nobody, and they're just robbing him.
Yeah.
But usually, historically, they're all bad people.
Yeah,
that they
rob. Yeah, because it's like, who wants to watch a movie about them ripping
them robbing
off?
Like a philanthropist?
A good philanthropist who's helping the community.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
What if he robbed them and then he like was like, I'm going to give away the money. And so then
he robs them?
Yeah, first. He's like a thief philanthropist.
Okay, so they're all rich already? Or
they were, and now they're poor.
Got it.
And he's like, I'm going to feed the poor. And he's very he's very public about it. He's like, I'm going to feed
Robin
the poor. Don't wonder where this money came from. I'm building soup kitchens in the city.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to rob him to steal our money back. Who's the good guy and who's the bad guy in that movie?
That's going to be very neutral because you're like, on one hand, you're like, they got robbed. On the other hand, he's helping a lot of people.
Yeah, because you know they're criminals, so all their money is from illicit gains.
Yeah, you assume they've been screwing around with their money and not helping people.
And it's illicit money because they're thieves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You assume they're professional thieves.
So I think I'd have to lead on the guy they're robbing side.
Yeah.
If that were the case. If he robbed them first, I would be on his side, I think.
What if he hates
isn't that what
turtles.
Happened in Ant-Man? Ant-Man, like Paul Rudd tried to rob, I guess they don't show it in the movie, but he like, his whole backstory is he robbed money from his company because they were like cheating out their employees or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing. Or in the movie, Now You See Me.
Two. You Don't.
Actually, the first one, they robbed Michael Caine. You never saw that movie, right?
Yeah, I did see it.
Oh, you did? Yeah, because they robbed Michael Caine.
Because he, like, cheats. Because
he's cheating people.
Yeah, for, like, insurance money or something. So, like, when they actually needed it, too.
Yeah.
It was like a lady lost her house or something, and they didn't pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what if... Oh, yeah, because then they give it back to her. So they're not really thieves. They're just, like,
refund artists. Yeah, they're social. They're socialism.
Yeah.
They're redistributing the wealth.
Well, not really redistributing it in that movie, because in that one,
they're giving it to
the people who it's owed to.
Yeah, true.
That's what we need in this world. Like, a smart computer hacker who, like when Bernie Madoff, and it came out that, like, he fucked people, but he, like, stayed rich, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you would expect that one, like, a hacker to come in at that time and be like, I'm gonna fucking fix this.
Mm-hmm. Take on the right people.
Yeah. And then you just redistribute the wealth.
But I feel like that's never happened.
Based
on
how much money
they
have.
No one wants to admit that it happened. Because you think if like a bank got like robbed like that, but like not on such a large scale, that they could supplement it with the funds they got.
Yeah, but they don't like that.
Of course they don't like it, but it's possible it could happen without us knowing about it.
I think they'd know. I think we'd know about that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I don't know. It's all numbers and computers. Who knows?
Yeah, but I think they'd tell. Like, because you always hear those stories of, like, this guy accidentally had $1 million in his bank account. I saw one where it was in Mexico where this guy had $1 million in his bank account. He withdrew it all.
Yeah.
And it was the one time where the bank isn't like, you owe us that money back.
Yeah.
They just, like, they're like, it was our error.
That's awesome. See, that's what I would think. It should be their error. And
like, they should honor their error.
And they should. But most of the time, I feel like they're like, no, you got to give that back.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, when I screw up, I don't get a leeway.
Yeah, it's like,
it.
Oh, sorry, we debited your account 3 times. It'll take 5 to 10 days for us to credit it back. And you're like, it didn't take you 5 to 10 days to take it out of my
account.
Exactly.
So how's that my fault? So.
Yeah. I was like, what? That's my question always. Like, why does it take so long?
Yeah, what is it doing? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, what's happening behind this? Is it like Gringotts where there's a guy on a cart
delivering money?
They have to physically take the money and deliver it into my account, and then that guy also has to print out that he did it, put his thumbprint, then give it to a guy, and that guy is like, okay, it looks right, and then he enters it into the computer, and then the next guy has to verify it, and they only work for 3 hours, and they all take alternating lunch shifts, so it's really hard to just get them all in the office at the same time. Is that why it takes 5 to 10 days?
Well, that would explain it if it did.
If it did, if that was true, it would make sense.
Real thing, I like to imagine that's what happens.
In reality, I think there's someone there who's just like, hey, I don't want to do this work today. I want to do it 5 to 10 days from now.
Yeah, give myself a little room.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have a job here because I haven't been going a million miles an hour.
Well, the problem is he said that on his first week of work. He's like, just give me 5 to 10 days.
They're like, that's what
it
takes.
And then they're like, okay. And then he got those 5 to 10 days off, and then he realized like work backed up on him for 5 to 10 days, and he's like, oh no, I need more days to do this. So now everything's just pushed back 5 to 10 days.
Yeah, makes sense. Every little thing is just as big as every real thing that takes
5 to 10 days. Yeah, because everything for him just takes 5 to 10 days.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. That was crazy conversation. Jesus Christ. TV. Game of Thrones news. Dana White confirms that Conor McGregor has been cast for the upcoming season, and people are speculating that it's one of Euron Greyjoy's pirates.
So I guess he has to check with Dana White?
No, because I guess Dana White just heard about it.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have to do shit.
Okay, I was wondering if he's like, how does that, why would he know?
Yeah, because he's like,
I don't see them as buddies.
No, they aren't.
So, hey, Dana, I just wanted to let you know I'm in Game of Thrones. It's going to be awesome. I knew you were a fan of the show.
Yeah.
He's like, oh,
I actually good. Prefer Lord of the Rings, but.
So, did you cast in that? It's like, that's no longer happening. They already made those movies. It's like, you didn't get cast in it, see? Boom.
But, like, people are like, well, everyone's in Game of Thrones. Like a lot of this,
what's Game
of Thrones
another has UFC fighter?
No, I mean, Game of Thrones has had a lot of celebrity cameos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like Anthrax and Megadeth and or no Mastodon. I think
I feel like they're very like I didn't know about until I heard about them.
Like It's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny guys are going to be in this new season. Oh, are they? Something, apparently.
That's weird.
Which is like crazy because they stick out. Yeah. But then if they're at White Walkers, you don't even recognize them because they have so much makeup on their face.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys don't stick out in that. That world that I
especially in scenes where there's like a billion people.
Yeah, that's also true. They have big huge
you're like
groups.
Where did they get like a whole village from?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
True.
Glare is a new show coming to HBO. It's a space colony show and it's made by JJ Abrams.
JJ, he's doing some good work.
Yeah,
I think he's a producer on Westworld.
Yeah,
too.
He is.
He's got the HBO action.
Yeah.
I think there's some news with God Particle. They either like scrapped it or they changed
it. No, they pushed it back and they are releasing it in IMAX or something now.
Uh-huh. But there's something about Cloverfield 3.
Yeah, like so there's another movie coming out that they're calling Cloverfield 3.
So God Particle is no longer related to Cloverfield.
Allegedly.
That's so it's still maybe like Cloverfield 4, possible.
Yeah, but I doubt it. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. I'm crazy with this Cloverfield business.
You're not crazy about it?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I like it, but yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know what it is or what it's becoming, but I like it.
Well, for like 2 frames in Cloverfield 1, you see what it is.
Yeah.
But that's only a baby version of the monster.
Yeah.
I'm just playing with you, because you're like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
What?
No, what they're doing with the
franchise. Yeah, that's what I was joking, because I was implying that you didn't know what the monster was.
Oh, no, I know there's a monster, but then you haven't seen Tangled. So, yeah.
I think it's just like my thoughts on it are in the original version of SimCity, there was like a city destruct feature where you could choose how your city gets destroyed.
Yes.
And it would like spawn a monster or aliens or tornadoes or fires.
Like that.
It's in SimCity and it's just a guy going through and selecting all of them like I used to do it when I was a kid.
I like
that. You would preload a city that was already built. Because you didn't want to build up a city because that would take forever.
Yeah.
You just load up a full city that you could just download from the internet and just move into your save folder.
Mm-hmm.
And it would show up. And then you'd just be like, choose all the monsters and all the natural disasters at the same time. And then that's what it is.
I like that theory a lot. I like it a lot.
Why not?
Cool.
There's such stupider premises.
Yeah.
Why can't this be one?
I dig it. Because it's easy enough to like... The last movie you do, you just reveal it at the end.
That you're like all of the. It's like Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Which you haven't seen, right?
I have.
Seen part. You've seen all of it? Seen parts of it.
Like enough parts to know what's up.
What's going on. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
But on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Dragon Ball Super News. They are finally releasing the English dub. And it's coming to Toonami on January 7th. It's just Dragon Ball dubstep. It's like, whoa.
Well, this is crazy.
It doesn't tell me the story of what's going on at all.
Yeah, it's annoying because I subscribe to Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have Dragon Ball Super on them, but not in English.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so I think they already have like a lot of episodes.
Yeah, it's like 200 and something episodes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And crazy.
What I think they're doing with this is I think they're only releasing like one a week, which I assume why don't they release like one every day,
a week,
like they used to do in the old days.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad the English dub's coming out because I haven't watched it until the English dub. I've kind of been waiting to watch it.
So, what a patient man. I think Dragon Ball Super started like 2 years ago.
I know. I've been patient. I was like, it's going to be in English at some point.
Yeah.
So.
On Netflix today, Colony Season 1, Kill Switch, I Am Not a Serial Killer, and Noble Season 1. Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed and discussion. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.